This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Several people are dead after a small plane crashed into a Florida mobile home park last night.
Clearwater, Florida Fire Chief Scott Ellers says they raced to the scene of a fiery explosion at the Bayside Waters mobile home park Thursday night, arriving just ahead of responders from the St. Petersburg Clearwater Airport.
The tower over there was able to get a radio transmission from the pilot that he was having a mayday, 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 and the aircraft went off radar.
The Federal Aviation Administration reports that the pilot of the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza V-35 reported an engine failure shortly before the aircraft went down.
I can confirm that we have several fatalities, both from the aircraft and within the mobile home.
Ellers says the FAA and NTSB will be involved in the crash investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
Tesla is recalling nearly all of the vehicles it has sold in the U.S., because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small. We'll get the January jobs report this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
Economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe that January's job report will show that employers added a solid 177,000 jobs and that the unemployment rate came in at 3.8%. That would mark two straight years of unemployment below 4%, the longest such streak since the 1960s. Donna Warder, Washington.
The West Coast is wrestling with back-to-back storms. They've already seen heavy rain, flooding, snow in the mountains, and more bad weather's expected on Sunday. Punxsutawney Phil predicted an early spring this morning in Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, scene of the Groundhog Day celebration. Sweden is investigating a dangerous object it says was found at the Israeli embassy in Stockholm as possible terrorism. Media in Sweden say it was a hand grenade. This is AP News. Now to the newest version of the COVID vaccine.
A new study has been released on the effectiveness of the latest version of the coronavirus vaccine. The study involves 9,000 people who got tested at CVS and Walgreens pharmacies, and the vaccine was 54% effective at preventing symptomatic infection in adults. The CDC recommends the new shots for everyone 6 months and older, but most people haven't gotten them. The CDC says only about 22% of adults got the shot, 11% of children. The researchers say because of that, it took longer to gather enough data to assess how well the shots work. Studies coming out later this year will assess how effective the shot was at preventing symptoms severe enough to send people to doctor's offices or the hospital. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than 1,600 people have been killed in Haiti from October to December of last year. That from the UN. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.